What's up, guys? My name is Mariah, and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Book Talk. Today, I'm here with my co-hosts, Maddie and Brandon. Say hello to our beautiful audience, guys.
What's up, guys? It's Brandon. How's everyone doing today? Tell them what we're doing today, Maddie.
Hey, guys. It's Maddie. Today, we'll be giving you all the juicy details on the book we've been reading recently.
Let's dive in, shall we? So, Mariah, tell me a little about your book.
Well, Brandon, my book is called 5 Feet Apart by Rachel Lippincott, a New York Times bestseller. Both Stella and Will are 17 who battle with cystic fibrosis every day. In and out of the hospital, they embrace their differences and bond over their similar disease.
Ah, I see. Between these two characters, who would you say you most like?
Maddie, that's a tough one. But I think I would go with Stella. She always needs to be in control of everything to be at peace. I'm similar because if at one point my life is out of control, I would lose my brains. I have the need for everything to be perfect and everything done in a timely manner.
Well, that makes two of us. So one more question, Mariah. What inspired you to read this book?
So one night I was watching TV and I came upon a movie ad to this book and it really caught my eye. I'm a diehard for cheesy romances, and when I saw the trailer, I instantly fell in love and went to the bookstore and bought it.
And now, for a word from our sponsors. We're sponsored by Francis Hill School District, the finest chain of restaurants in America since its first opening in 1972, by Gordon Ramsay's Corporeal Spirit.
Welcome back, those of you who stuck around. So, back to the discussion. What's your book about, and can you give me a small summary of it, Brandon?
The book I've been reading is Air of Fire by Sarah Moss. It's the third book in the Throne of Glass series, so a lot has already happened, but there are a few fresh things going on. The main character, though the story follows multiple characters' arcs, is named Selena, or Aelin. She's infiltrating a kingdom off of the mainland to learn more about the powers that the antagonist is using, the King of Edarlan.
Interesting. Are there any points in this book where you feel like you're given or you're not given enough information, or that there are plot holes in the story?
Some things in the book don't seem to connect correctly, and some details feel like they're forgotten as the story goes on, which is natural for a large book like this and doesn't impede the story too much. A lot of the book's middle feels like filler, with very similar events repeating themselves. The other characters' stories that are being told alongside Selena's almost feel sidetracked until the end, so the author hadn't fully developed what they wanted to happen for them.
On that note, do you feel like the characters are fully developed? Do you feel like the characters are realistic and comprehensible?
Selena feels relatable, but due to the lack of continued development with the main characters of the other ongoing storylines, those characters feel kind of dull. Ironically, one of the side characters, the side storyline, seems to have one of the best character development in the book. Personally, character development makes or breaks my ability to love a book. A story that develops its characters well and has no flat characters is guaranteed to gain my favor. What is your book and what is the main conflict, Maddie?
My book is The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas, and the main conflict is the impact of discrimination of different races.
Okay, very interesting. What character has impacted you the most and why?
I'd say Star, because she has the most impact on me because she taught herself to find her own voice, even if it means exposing the people that could hurt her the most.
In the end, what has your book taught you?
The Hate U Give has taught me to always stand up for people you love and to have compassion and understand where others are coming from.
Well, thank you for your information, Maddie. And now for a quick break. Have no time to do homework because of after school activities? Here at Homework for Cash, we can do your homework for a monthly rate of only $100. Need that good grade on your test tomorrow? Call someone in to take the test for you. Call us at 777-777-7777. Don't let those grades bring you down.
Well, that's all we have for today on the Book Talk. Tune in for more from us Saturdays, midnight Central Time.
Everyone have a nice day and thank you for tuning in. This is Mariah, Maddie, and Brandon signing out. Please remember to read your books and upload your reviews online at thebooktalk.org.